Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Hey, produce people! Welcome to the Global Fresh Series, covering all things international in the produce world. Today is April 24th, 2024. I am your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from Long Beach, California. Thank you to our listeners who join us from throughout the world, whatever time zone you are in. And a big thank you to today's guest, Corey Martin, another dynamic woman in the produce industry, as sales manager at the Oppenheimer Group and a board member of the Fresh Produce and Floral Council. And I say thank you as she is a very busy woman and we were fortunate to get a slice of her time. A few announcements that you won't want to miss, because on the international front, we have Mac Fruit 2024 in Rimini, Italy, May 8th through the 10th. And then after Italy, you can travel over to the West Coast for the West Coast Produce Expo 2024, May 30th through June 1st in Palm Desert, California. After that, you can mark your calendar for the next virtual networking event, Thursday, May 16th at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with our profiled guest, PACA attorney June Monroe. So you've got a lot going on there. Very exciting time for produce. And to our Global Series sponsor, a big thank you. Proudly Canadian, Peak of the Market. Connect with them tomorrow at CPMA 2024 at their booth number 931 to capture memories at their veggie-themed photo booth. Meet their passionate team and growers. Now, over to our special guest, Corey Martin of the Oppenheimer Group, to hear all about the exciting activity at their company. Hey, Corey, welcome to the Global Fresh Series. Happy to have you here with us today.
I am happy to be here. Thank you, Juanita. It's been, I think, a long time coming. I'm excited to be a part of your program.
Yes. Well, I'm excited to have you join us today because OPI was my first role in returning to the U.S. after working in Brussels with a produce consulting firm. You've been a sales manager with the OPI Group for about 17 years and have held sales and marketing positions with the company. So I know you're really well positioned to kind of give us some interesting background on what is going on with OPI. I know there's been a release of the second annual sustainability report. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the latest news is you're doubling Mexican grape volume for the Asia market, or it's a market you want to expand to. So I'm going to turn it over to you to tell us a bit about yourself, just to, you know, your background, how long you've been there, and these recent OPI initiatives.
Corey. Yeah, thank you. So my name is Corey Martin. You know, I've been at OPI, like you mentioned, 17 years. Started out, you know, seriously as a sales intern for our Los Angeles sales office. And at the time, you know, our president, David Smith, didn't really have an executive assistant. So I sort of really got to rub shoulders with him and learn from him and really assist our sales team. And in some of those, you know, you wear different hats type of position. And that's then moved into business development and really was a cool position for me for about almost 8 years in that role. And that's just, you're assigned a territory. You've got, you know, sort of a push-pull strategy with your sales team and collaborating with the marketing efforts that we have, you know, in our toolkit. You know, we have, whether it's marketing dollars or you've got really creative packaging or merchandising display units and really trying to create synergies with your, you know, retail partners and the sales team to help drive volume through the supply chain.
And Corey, about how many commodities are you working with? Because that's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I know each supplier is, for example, kiwi fruit or apples coming from New Zealand, they have their own budgets and initiatives. So you must have a lot of different hats you're wearing there.
Yeah. So we grow, market, and distribute fresh produce from around the world, right? Like we are in six different continents in terms of our supply, where we grow, partners that we work with, as far as international growers, you know, we have offices in South Africa, Chile, Peru, So obviously all the growing regions that the luxury that we have of products coming
from
the
year-round berries. Supply, you're flowing.
Yeah. And trying over. To get that like 52 week supply always in the retailer's face, you know, that we have, you know, a robust program to be in front of our partners year round. So that's really the goal. Our products, you know, include apples, kiwi fruit. You know, we've really been emerging in avocados and berries, started with more imports. Now we're growing domestically. We've really emerged our programs kind of starting in the early 2000s. If you think about it, going back to our history of not just being an importer, we've really expanded domestically as well to kind of help with that sort of year-round approach of our product lines too. And then that's also even helping, you know, a lot of the imports as well, because it kind of builds that program out. Yeah. So vast array of products within that realm. You know, obviously we're still in strong in greenhouse and vegetables. We have a local tomato program. You know, we've really piggybacked on our partnership with Ocean Spray. You know, they came to us in the early 2000s to help, you know, sell their fresh cranberries to the North American market. We now have a really cool partnership with them to use that brand, which is a global brand, as a consumer brand for us in grapes and berries and citrus, and really expanding on that line, which has been a great asset for us to have a consumer brand that's that impactful globally. So yeah, we've gotten into a lot more products lately than we started out. But obviously, Oppy has a rich history. We're over 165 years old. Started in Vancouver, British Columbia. So we've been in the produce game for a long time, and it's exciting to see us kind of evolve into some fully integrated programs. You mentioned Mexican grapes. I mean, we're expanding heavily into that, but we're also branching into domestic. We just merged with Sun Grape to create.
I saw that. That was
yeah. So that's exciting. A new company for Oppy as we kind of fill the gaps of our supply and really bolster up our domestic program to complement what we're already really strong in out of Peru and South Africa, Brazil, and some of these other regions we're bringing product in.
What do you find the biggest demand is here? What kind of commodities seem to be the strongest?
Coming out of 2023, I think everything was in demand. It fluctuates. You know, I think it really depends on global conditions, right? And there's been a lot of interesting weather patterns, you know, over the last 5 years that have, I mean, COVID aside, yeah, have really created demand and kind of created these opportunities as well. I think the pressure right now that we're finding and seeing is growers struggling. There's a lot of financing falling through, and in terms of, and that does create opportunity for us. You know, that is an entity of a service element that we provide to help growers and to finance the right ones that make sense for us. But it, at the same time, at the heart, you know, we have to make sure we are working with them to keep them sustainable. But hot products, you know, obviously we've been marketing Gold Kiwi and Sun Gold with Zespri for a long time. That one continues to be one of those items that's just kind of the filet mignon of the produce department.
Yeah,
it's really globally a hot item, and I think it's continuing to expand here. And it's exciting to get into a season where we actually have some volume to grow and do some fun promotions with.
It's one of my favorite commodities, that probably Gold Kiwi and avocados. But I remember while I was with Oppy, the team was tasked with introducing Gold Kiwi. It was
yes.
The first shipment coming over. And as I was going to meet with retailers to introduce it and tell them what it was about, they were really flummoxed. Like, well, why do you want to introduce another kiwi fruit that looks exactly like the green? I have a couple of them that rolled their eyes and said, this is just a gimmick. It will never work.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, it's. I mean,
that's so
really,
funny to hear that from accept, you.
They were not accepting of it at all. They felt that it was going to be a real waste because it was going to be rung up differently at the register because of the PLU. And they said, oh, they're going to ring it up as a green and a gold. And I mean, how's the consumer going to know? I mean, really, it was not very well accepted.
Yeah, and how exciting that we've kind of solved some of these
now.
Issues, right?
I mean,
yeah.
You can't keep it. But I think what really made it fly was the creativity that Zespri gave to the brand when they launched it here. Without that, I don't think it would have taken. I'm not
100%.
It would have taken longer because there were so many exciting programs right in the consumer's face as to, hey, this new kiwi fruit, open it up. It's a different color. It's a different taste. So, and really getting their curiosity piqued, at least it gave them the inspiration to buy at least one and try it. And
Yeah,
look where it is
absolutely. I
today,
agree
but.
with you. They have one of the best marketing, consumer marketing, programs, globally that have really impacted the movement on that item. But also, it's exciting time in produce. I think you look at the apple category and how many different varieties consumers can choose from. Grapes are really evolving, even down to not just varieties, but growing practices and things that actually do have the retailer's ear, that can get your foot in the door. So there's a lot happening in that space just in terms of what consumers are looking for. And I know it's congested. The produce department is definitely,
The four or
That's
five.
always going to be an issue. You're always competing against other commodities and products. And, cherries always makes a fun run at retail during the summer months. And so we're excited for that coming up here this summer. But yeah, it's exciting to see some of these diverse ethnic tropical things coming in that are
That's
kind of
where I'm seeing the
expanding the
growth.
palates of our customers. I mean, my daughter loves dragon fruit. I always
I
tout
was
this,
just
and
going to
it's
talk
like
about that.
not a cheap item, but at the same time, like how exciting their kids are brought up into this industry and have just an array of products to choose from.
I know, just think about when we were growing up, it was apples and oranges, maybe
Yeah.
different varieties of apples, which were really kind of limited, maybe gold, Granny Smith versus Golden Delicious. But today the choice is
Yeah.
much wider in terms of dragon fruit, pomelos, tangel, even within the citrus category, you have a lot of
Yeah.
different taste there.
Yeah,
And
definitely. We brought in some lychee actually out of
oh, I
Australia,
love lychee.
which was interesting because there's just the gap. There's gaps in production areas and there's gaps in different parts of the world, but then there's also emerging products growing in different, countries that allow us to fill some opportunities. And I think that's really exciting in your platform, as you look at like global nuances that we really do have a pretty wide reach. And it's a fun part to be a part of. I mean, it's not always easy. There's a lot of intricacies around bringing product in, and making sure that it can hold and all those things. But it's fun. It's fun to be a part of.
It's a really fun industry because it's so fluid. And as I say, you go through many seasons, very many harvests here.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. And Oppie, Oppie's been a part of a lot of those introductions. We look at, you mentioned Granny Smith, we were the first people to bring that in from New Zealand, and Mandarins from Japan just was probably the first product that we brought in, way back in the gold rush days. So it's neat to be a part of a company that has like such rich history and has made such a giant impact on North America. And so it's really
They've really gone out on
yeah.
the
Yeah,
ledge
and
to
we've sort of
start
starting kind of expanding
thinking
into
about it.
different areas, which is neat, and kind of seeing our company sort of change our mindsets a little bit into maintaining that vertical integration and making sure that we're as tied to the supply as possible. I mean, our growers definitely are our livelihood, and we got to make sure we keep that going.
Well, we're going to be continuing this and the next half, maybe we can go more into some of how you're promoting some of this, merchandising this, or some of what are some of your programs that you're getting out to the retailers, and also maybe even any imports, exports from other countries.
Yeah,
But
sure.
at the moment, we're going to take a quick break and hear from our fabulous sponsors and those relationships in the produce and supply chain industry. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to elevate your produce aisle and captivate customers with fresh, high-quality vegetables? Look no further than Peak of the Market, where we connect great farmers with caring consumers. Visit booth 931 at the CPMA Convention and Trade Show to connect with our passionate staff and growers to discover how we're working to fill half of every plate across North America. Learn how our core value of being rooted in growers drives every decision we make. From seed to plate, Peak unites the entire supply chain with a full service team handling everything from sales to logistics, packing, and distribution. We've got your veggie needs covered. Don't miss out. Visit Peak of the Market at booth 931 from April 23rd to April 25th at the CPMA Convention and Trade Show in Vancouver, Canada.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Global Fresh Series. If you are just joining us, welcome and a big thank you to all of our sponsors. Let's return to our guest, Corey Martin of the Oppie Group, and hear more about what is on the horizon with products coming from Oppie.
Yeah, thanks. And this has been a great conversation. I'm excited to expand a little bit. I think, you know, right now we're really excited about some of the vertical integration and some of the ownership stake we've taken in some current programs for Oppie. EcoFarms is one, you know, has bolstered our avocado category. we work with AvaWorks out of Mexico, which is also a partnership that has really expanded our growth and development there. We're getting into some cool sustainability efforts around that program with a compostable avocado bag. So it's all exciting. I think that's a very fast growing category for Oppie.
Can you talk about this second annual sustainability report? That seemed to be really big in the news. And I think people might want to know a bit about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, you know, as a global marketer and, you know, we work with so many different grower entities and fresh products, you know, we recognize that we have to be good stewards in the sustainability space. And, you know, we have a journey to go. I think we can admit
Everyone does.
We definitely have made progress. I think the fact that we have a report that we send out to the trade, I think is a great step in the right direction. We really are focused on certain areas within that. I mean, sustainability is such a wide, broad topic, but our focus is mainly, you know, obviously through the supply chain that we work under, reducing greenhouse gas emissions is always going to be a top priority. Finding ways to reduce food waste is definitely one of those things.
Do you know how you measure some of these? I'd love to.
Yeah. We have to measure it. And I think that's part of this second phase is we've really created, where are we at with these initiatives? Mm-hmm. You know, and how do we measure ourselves? And in order to be responsible to it, you have to set goals, set precedents, and make sure that we are actually measuring those things. We do have practices in place to make sure that we are trying to measure and correct and make sure we look at things. I mean, there's obviously water usage is a big mm-hmm. issue for growers. Right now we're doing a program where we're trying to analyze where in terms of the communities that we support and represent and growers we work with, what are the major areas of concern and where can we apply that? We have pilot trials around water usage of, like, you know, irrigation systems that might help reduce water and fertilizer usage, you know, things like that. I mean, some of the innovation around sustainability is really happening at grower level. I mean, you know, ag tech is a big part.
I would think so.
You know, but there are some things we're doing with food waste, you know, trying to make sure we're partnering with companies that have a way to turn our food waste into, you know, animal feed or other avenues to keep food waste in check. And we also have obviously packaging kind of is top of mind,
huge,
right? That's like an easy one that you think of when you think sustainability, and that will always be, you know, a focus for us. Compostability, recyclability, all of that is important to us. We always make sure that we're looking at ways to make that part of everything we do in our packaging.
So when you get into packaging, though, because you have so many different growers throughout the globe, are they all pretty much, do you just put out a mandate to everyone or within a certain parameters for their packaging?
Because and a lot of it does have to do when you look at it from a global perspective, because you still have to make sure that you're checking all the boxes in terms of storage ability, transferability, making sure product can get from the grower to, you know, our facilities here, but then a lot of repack can be done, you know, locally and then sent out to, you know, our retail partners. You know, I think Top Seal is one that's reducing plastic. You've got, you know, areas where you're using just certain types of materials that make sense, right? That can help make that product completely recyclable, or at least make sure we're educating our consumers on our packaging on what to do with it. There's ways in everywhere. And yes, you're looking at it all the time, and it may not be immediate, but you definitely are trying to make that a focus when you are creating a new pack. And just taking it in progression, right? This is kind of making sure that we're progressing in the right direction when it comes to those initiatives.
Yeah. One of the things that might be interesting to look at is I just read an article about gin waste, the byproducts of making gin. There are nanoparticles from this that are antibacterial. This could be a substitute for plastic packaging.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And I posted it on my LinkedIn profile, because I found that so fascinating. I have not heard anything about waste byproducts from gin being able to possibly be made into packaging. But it has to do because that's such a positive that the nanoparticles have to do with antimicrobial properties. That's huge for
It's
produce,
massive. Yeah,
right?
it's fascinating.
And then
There's
there's
even
fruit roots.
growers, you know, we talked about our Mexican table grapes. You know, they are grown. We have some growing in regenerative agricultural production practices, which is basically, you know, you're enhancing the natural resource, right? So it's a
Bringing it
way to
back.
combat, you know, climate change and all those things. So there's definitely some cool growing things happening at that level, even innovation around pollination and trying to combat the stress on the bee population. There's some trials happening around that, which is sort of like a combination of AI mixed with like mechanics that can kind of reinvent that process, but also make it seem very natural to the product, right? So that you're sort of creating opportunities that solve some of these ecosystem problems that we have. So there's some cool trials happening around, you know, water irrigation and you know, trying to make sure we're being responsible and helping our growers be of value to them in that aspect and where we can. So there's a lot we're proud of when it comes to, I mean, the sustainability report is out there. I can definitely provide it to you so we can post it, but it's exciting to see that we have it as a focus for OPI. It's definitely not going away. It's something we're doubling down on and making sure that we're, you know, being stewardships of being sustainable.
How often will this report be published?
We do it annually, and mainly because we like to show the progression of what we're doing and also set goals for ourselves. And it's sort of a, I think it's great for the industry. You know, I think we all need to be taking our own responsibility of how we're championing ourselves into helping reduce food waste, you know, water usage,
Landfill,
all these
all
things. I
that.
mean, you can do simple things in your own offices, you know, replacing LED lights, you know, something like that. It's so simple, but you
It
know,
adds up.
I think it's
Something
important.
positive. Now, if someone, any of our listeners wanted to find this report, is it on your website or can you
It
contact
is,
me?
yeah, it is, and we've posted it on our LinkedIn, and you know, there's definitely op you know ways to find it, but I can definitely provide it for you and share it with the world.
That's really exciting because that's the sustainability efforts are getting stronger and stronger. There was a time when people would say sustainability, but no one could define really what it was.
Yeah, it was such a buzzword, right?
Yes,
Like just
exactly.
everyone likes it, you know. I think the next phase though is really like trying to figure out how to not necessarily monetize it, but you know,
Well,
how do
I
we
think.
make it so approachable for the consumer to digest that they're actually buying into something that matters and is giving back? And how do we keep communicating that message to the consumer because it could help sell more products, right? If they know,
So it's kind of like organic. You can
yeah,
get
exactly. I
someone
mean,
seeing
organic
it.
paved the way for that,
Yeah,
definitely.
organic, so or 100% sustainable. Are there any kind of for organic, you have to have a certain get a certification to actually put a sticker on a product. Maybe
Yes.
is sustainable there yet? Where there's some kind of organization who's actually putting the stamp of approval and 100% sustainable, or you've met the sustainable criteria on products, or is
There is like when you
that?
look at it from like, I guess not necessarily just, oh, we're highly sustainable. I don't know that it could be that, you know, I guess systemized or I don't know how that process would work.
Standardized.
But there are a lot of, you know, environmental, you know, organizations that are making sure that, you know, the practices are there. You talk about integrated pest management. When it comes to that, there's definitely certain growers who are certified in that and some that aren't, and like who you work with and how you get them certified. Those are all important elements to that.
I just sat in on a seminar from Freshfel Europe, and they are very, very involved in this, and they're actually looking at a standardized system for this called product environmental footprint. And so when I sat in on this, they had different people specializing in different areas to discuss how they were going to standardize it. And I find that's going to be, it's really interesting and it's great. I think it's going to be a huge task because you have, the different languages and,
Yeah, and I do appreciate the retailers who are driving some of this initiative. You know, we had to go through a whole process with Walmart, and there's some other, you know, chains that find that very important to them. And so creating like a way to actually certify yourselves with a retailer that shows that you are a sustainably focused company, that's a way to increase your business, right? Like, and so there's definitely opportunities, and beyond just it being important for the environment. And, you know, it does create, you know, some opportunities for you to expand your business.
Yeah, in particular, because the consumer's starting to drive it more now too. They're really interested in wanting to know where the product comes from. Is it sustainable? You know, water usage, all of that. So it's good to see that it's gone full circle. It's not just the retailers or the company, but even the consumer is as interested and involved as well. That helps to make everything so much smoother.
Yeah. And I guess that's the next phase, right? Getting consumers to actually buy into it. And that will only help all the efforts we're doing now.
Well, that will be
exciting.
That will be a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, definitely have to have you back. There's so much more. I also wanted to give a plug that you are on the board of directors for the Fresh Produce and Floral Council here.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, it's a great regional, you know, we just have so much fun at that council. It's
great organization.
The connection space is so important in this industry, and it's a great opportunity to get involved, to learn. You know, we definitely have a really strong mission towards education, and that's only going to expand. We're really excited about our future, and you know, it's been kind of a home base for a lot of people, you know, specifically in California. But you know, we want to expand that to, you know, be more of a Western presence. And I think we, you know, we're hiring a president right now. We're excited about that, and just sort of taking us to that next level of expanding our mission into, you know, creating a network for people and you know, being a part of the industry and, you know, in a small way. May not be able to send your reps to IFPA every year, but, you know, FPFC has some local presence that does kind of give you sort of that wind beneath your wings as you're, you know, in your day to day, and step out of your own role, and sort of give you a chance to connect with other people in the industry. And I think anytime you do that, it really enhances your, not only your education, but your network, and mm-hmm. you learn so much more that way.
Yeah. And that's
it's been great to me. It's been something, one of those servant leadership roles that I've had to play, especially as when I joined, it was like 2019. So we went through some rough COVID times and came out of it unscathed. And I think we really all just rolled up our sleeves. And now it's exciting to see the other end of it and how it's expanding. And yeah, it's exciting. It's fun to be a part of.
Well, I'm so glad that we're all involved in this. And that's what the Global Fresh Series and actually the whole produce industry podcast is about, is the platform that we can all share our stories, what's going on with us. There might be someone else listening going, well, that's something that I'm interested in. I want to know more about, I want to contact you. So what would you say is the best way to contact you or Oppie if someone is interested in any of the initiatives you've discussed or products?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So I am on LinkedIn, Corey Martin, you know, but you know, you could contact Oppie. Is also very heavily engaged in social media. That's probably the easiest way to start, but our website is oppie.com, you know, very easy to remember that one. Very easy to connect with us. We've got a whole team, especially if there's a grower out there looking to do business with Oppie. We have an entire category director team that, you know, they specifically manage their own business units within Oppie of their category. So we have entire grower and supply chain teams, logistics, you know, quality assurance. There's a lot of opportunities at Oppie to connect with, and it's exciting to be in this industry. I'm very grateful, and I think it's you know, we're on the right side of the economy and the right side of where
people
things are trending.
Indeed, healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much, Corey, for joining
us. Thanks for having me, and thanks for allowing us to share. Not Oppie.
Yeah, another woman, produce woman.
Absolutely, heck yeah.
it's been a real pleasure to have you today. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we will see you in the fields and on the horizon.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.